when I was growing up of ever having a soda pop.
Really? Did they call it soda pop or did they call it something else?
No, we had punch. We occasionally have some punch.
Sarsaparilla.
What about people that would go up in the mountains and make something that was illegal to drink? Was there that?
Well, we had the bootleggers.
Were they around here?
Yes. Yeah, they have to tell you about Merle's relatives. They finally caught him for bootlegging.
Really? Was there another name for bootlegging? Did they call it something else?
No, just
like moonshiner.
But it was almost hilarious, you know.
What did he do?
Well, they just made this liquor and sold it.
Did a lot of people buy it?
Yes, not a lot, no. There were just a few, you know, that didn't drink it. There wasn't a lot of that. And then when they got selling liquor, you know, they could go up there and buy, you know, for 35 cents they could buy a drink. But there was a few bootleggers, but there were no big operations.
Yeah.
Usually just one guy was selling, and then eventually, you know, they got the word and they went and arrested them.
Really? Put him in jail?
Yeah.
Did he get out and go make it again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's a section here about the farm and the ranch, and I'd like you to tell me a little bit about different buildings on, you know, the property, you know, what you called them and what was in them. And
we never had a big ranch. We had a farm.
Uh-huh.
We had a farm. And
now, is a ranch bigger? Is that why it's
usually a ranch would donate somebody that lives on the land.
Uh-huh.
And there were a few places around here where they did that. But we didn't have them. We just had enough room to raise our own hay and grain.
So so you kept all the animals in the same pen, right?
Pretty much, except the pigs.
And you called that the corral?
Corral. And the barn.
And where did they go out to feed? What did you call
them? We just fed them right there. We didn't have pasture.
Really? Was there like a barn or where did you keep the hay?
In the barn.
And where did you keep the corn after it was harvested?
Well, we never had enough to keep, hardly.
Did some people have a lot of corn?
No, not like they do now.
Do you know what a go devil is?
Yes.
What is that?
A go devil is what you make the furrows with.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to see one?
Sure.
Okay, turn it off and we'll go show you one. The grandfather and dad used to haul pasture.
It used to have a cover on it.
Yeah, it had a cover on it. And it had two steps here to get up in. That seat down here and a seat down here.
And the animals, the horses, were the
horses
front?
Are up there on the tongue.
It's a mountain spring wagon, is what the right name is for.
Really?
These are single trees. That's a double tree. That's the tongue. And the neck yoke is in there.
So how many horses? Two?
Two horses on this. Now, this is different than the wagon. See, this turns on a fifth wheel. The wagon turns on a bolster.
What does that mean? It's this in here?
Yeah, it just turns around on that thing. I'll show you that. Oh, there's a bolster over here. You know, they talk about all this fancy steering that they got on these new cars.
Uh-huh.
This is the very simplest.